Marco Rubio, Disney opposes parental rights but films near Uyghur genocide camps. By Hannah Blow on March 29, 2022. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, blasted the hypocrisy of Disney on Tuesday after the supposedly family-friendly company vowed to fight Florida's Parental Rights in Education Act, which bars classroom-led discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity for children in kindergarten through third grade. The at Walt Disney co-filmed Mulan near hashtag Uyghur genocide camps and then thanked the people who run those camps in the credits, the Florida senator said. But they are outraged that Florida schools will not be indoctrinating five-year-olds on gender identity. Indeed, Disney went full groomer following Governor Ron DeSantis, R, signing the measure, which dishonest critics have mislabeled Don't Say Gay. A complete lie, as the bill does not single out a sexual orientation or ban specific words or phrases. In an indignant statement, Disney made it clear its goal as a company is for this law to be repealed by the legislature or struck down in the courts, adding it is supporting the national and state organizations working to achieve that. Disney also bizarrely suggested the legislation, which protects children ages 5, 6, 7, and 8 from age-inappropriate classroom discussions on subjects such as transgenderism, somehow damages the rights and safety of the LGBTQ+ members of the Disney family, as well as the LGBTQ+ community in Florida and across the country. It remains unclear how keeping age-inappropriate discussions on sexual orientation out of kindergarten classrooms jeopardizes the safety of Disney's LGBT employees. DeSantis, however, has made it abundantly clear he will not bend to woke corporations such as Disney, and he also called the company out for its hypocrisy, profiting off its relationship with the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. And when you have companies that have made a fortune of being family-friendly and catering to families and young kids, you know, they should understand that parents of young kids do not want this injected into their kids' kindergarten classroom, he said during a stop in Boca Raton earlier this month, adding that parents do not want their children to be told that they can choose an opposite gender. That is not appropriate for those kids. So if you're family-friendly, understand the parents, who are actually raising families, want to have their rights respected, he said before laying into Disney's hypocrisy. And I also think that you have companies like a Disney that are going to say and criticize parents' rights. They're going to criticize the fact that we don't want transgenderism in kindergarten and first grade classrooms, he said. If that's the hill they're going to die on, then how do they possibly explain lining their pockets with their relationship with the Communist Party of China? DeSantis asked. Because that's what they do, and they make a fortune. And they don't say a word about the really brutal practices that you see over there at the hands of the CCP.